So ready to trade in the winter blahs for Madagascar.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already picturing those baobab trees and all the amazing lemurs.
Madagascar. It's really a unique place.
Yeah, absolutely. And to get there, we need that e-visa, right? You
Right.
sent me some stuff from evisa-madagascar.com, and I'm ready to dive in. I think our mission today is to like really nail down this e-visa process so that then we can move on to the fun part and really plan the trip.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Now, as someone who travels pretty often, I'm pretty used to visas, but each country has their own thing going on, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what's different about the Madagascar e-visa?
It's all online, so it's supposed to be a lot easier. You don't have to go to an embassy or anything. You can apply from anywhere with a good internet connection.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially for people like me who travel a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's only one type of e-visa, the tourist e-visa. Does that mean it only covers tourism?
Not really. It covers a bunch of things.
Okay.
If you're not trying to move there permanently, it'll probably work for what you need.
So even if I'm going for like a work conference or to visit family, I can use the tourist e-visa.
Yeah, exactly. It just depends on what you select during the application as your reason for travel.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So whether I'm there for, a sporting event or even to learn about Malagasy weaving, I can use the same e-visa.
Yeah.
That definitely simplifies things. What about the application itself? What info do I need?
It's kind of like a digital passport, I guess. You'll need your name and passport details, travel dates, and even stuff about where you're staying in Madagascar.
Sounds pretty standard. You're saying how important it is to be accurate when I'm filling out the application.
Oh, yeah, super important.
Why is that?
If anything doesn't match your passport, it can really mess things up. It could get delayed or even rejected.
That'd be a nightmare, especially if you're on a tight schedule. Once I'm done with the application and everything is perfect, what's next?
Well, first you got to pay the fee. You can do that online with a credit card or debit card.
Okay.
Then you get a confirmation email with your application number.
So I can actually track my application.
Yep, you can track it on their website.
Awesome. So no more waiting and wondering how long will this take?
Right, exactly. The Madagascar e-visa has a few processing time options depending on what you need.
Okay.
So if you plan ahead, there's the normal processing. It takes like 4 to 6 working days. There's no extra fee for that one.
That's not bad if you're not in a rush. What if you need it faster, though?
There's urgent processing. It only takes 2 to 4 working days, but it costs an extra $59.
Okay, so you can pay a little to get it sooner, but what if like something comes up last minute and I need it ASAP?
They have super urgent processing for that. It'll be ready in 1 to 3 working days, but it costs $99.
Wow. So you can get it in one day if you need to. Now,
Yeah.
I know the cost depends on a lot of things. Is there a way to know the exact price before I start the application?
Yeah, their website has a fee calculator.
Oh, that's handy.
You just put in all your details and it'll tell you exactly how much it'll cost.
Great. So it's single entry, but once I have it, how long is it good for? Can I choose?
Yeah, you have some choices. You can get a 15-day, 30-day, or 60-day e-visa.
Okay, so if I want to spend a month in Madagascar, I'd go with the 60-day option.
Exactly.
And that starts the day I arrive, not the day it's issued, right?
Right. But you got to use it within a few months of getting it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So don't apply too early.
Right.
Now, I know they have regular sticker visas too.
Yeah.
What's the difference between those and the e-visa?
The e-visa is way easier. It's
Yeah.
all online, no embassy visits or anything, but it's only single entry, and there's those limits on how long it's good for.
So if I'm going in and out of Madagascar or staying longer than 60 days, I'd need the sticker visa.
Yep. Those you get when you arrive in Madagascar.
Okay, so e-visa for easy and fast. Sticker visa if you need more flexibility. Can you extend the e-visa once you're already in
Yeah,
Madagascar?
you can.
Really?
You can get it extended up to 90 days.
Wow. So even though the e-visa is for 15, 30, or 60 days, I could get more time.
You have to apply for it at a Madagascar immigration office before it expires, though.
Okay, so it's possible. What if I accidentally overstay my visa? Is that a big problem in Madagascar?
Yeah, you don't want to do that. It's illegal and they can fine you or make it hard to travel there again later.
Not good. So we've covered a lot today, but I'm sure our listeners will have even more questions. Where can they find more info?
The website you shared, visa-madagascar.com, has a great FAQ. It covers a lot of stuff.
All right, so now we've got the visa stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's get to the good stuff. What makes Madagascar so special?
Definitely.
I can't wait to hear about those baobabs. All right, I'm ready for that avenue of the baobabs. It's like those photos are unreal. A dirt road lined with its massive trees. What's it like to actually stand there?
It's amazing. I mean, those trees have been there for hundreds of years, maybe even thousands. It really makes you think.
And they've seen so much. Imagine all the history they hold.
Yeah, it's like they've witnessed everything from, you know, early settlements to, like, European explorers coming. It's crazy to think about all the stories they could tell.
Yeah, if they could talk, right? Besides just being so old and big,
yeah.
What else is special about baobabs?
They're really important for the whole area. Animals live in them, people use their leaves for medicine, and their fruit is a food source. They're like a symbol of life for Madagascar.
I've heard them called the tree of life.
Mm.
That makes sense. Now, Singi de Bumaraha National Park, you describe these like super sharp rock formations. Are they as scary as they sound?
Oh, they're definitely intense. The word Singi means like where you can't walk barefoot. So yeah, you get the idea.
I'll stick to my hiking boots for sure. But how did those things even form? It's like something out of a movie.
It took millions of years. The rain slowly dissolved the limestone. It carved out these canyons and gorges. And what's left are those crazy sharp pinnacles.
Wow. So it's basically a giant natural sculpture garden.
Yeah.
But can you even hike through those Singi?
They have trails and walkways and even suspension bridges so you can explore it safely. It's a bit of a climb, but the views are incredible.
Sounds like a good challenge.
Yeah.
Man, we can't talk about Madagascar without the lemurs. There's like tons of different kinds, right?
Yeah, and they're all found only in Madagascar.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What are some of the coolest ones I should look out for?
Well, the Indri is a classic. It's the biggest lemur, and it has that black and white fur and a really unique call that echoes through the forest.
And that call travels for miles. Where's the best place to see them?
And the Sipe Mantadia National Park is good for that. And there's other cool lemurs there, too, like the Diadem Safaka. They jump around, like, so gracefully. And then the woolly lemur. They're just super cute and fluffy.
I can't wait to see them all. What about Rinuma Fauna National Park? What kind of lemurs live there?
Oh, Rinuma Fauna is amazing for wildlife in general.
Yeah.
You might see the Milne Edwards Safaka with its bright orange fur, or the golden bamboo lemur, which is endangered, and the red-bellied lemur, which is pretty obvious why they're called that.
That's a lot of lemurs.
Yeah.
So the national parks are amazing, but are there any other places I should check out?
Madagascar has all kinds of ecosystems. In the south, you have the spiny forests. It's like they have the weirdest plants ever.
Spiny forests. Never heard of those. What else?
There's the grasslands and the central highlands with amazing views. And then the coast, of course.
You mentioned Nosy Bee and Ifedi for beaches. What makes them special?
Nosy Bee is like your classic tropical island, beautiful beaches, clear water, and lots of green. It's perfect for relaxing.
Sounds nice. Is it mostly resorts or is there more to do?
It has resorts, but you can also go diving and snorkeling, explore the little islands nearby, or even visit the Ilang Ilang plantations. They use the flowers for perfume.
Okay, so some adventure too. What's the Ifedi like?
Ifedi is known for its coral reefs, and it's really laid back. You can go diving and snorkeling there, and you can even see whale sharks sometimes.
Whale sharks. Wow. Now that's something I wouldn't want to miss. What surprised you the most when you were learning about Madagascar?
I was really surprised by how many different languages they speak. There's over 18 Malagasy dialects, which just shows you how diverse the culture is.
That's really interesting. It's like a reminder that Madagascar isn't just one culture. It's a mix of so many different traditions and influences. Something to keep in mind when I'm planning my trip. So we've talked about the landscapes,
yeah,
the wildlife, even the languages. So what else should people be thinking about when they plan their Madagascar trip?
You know, one thing that really struck me is how serious they are about sustainable tourism.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the parks have all these rules to protect the environment and, like, keep things how they are.
That's really cool to see. It's so important to be responsible when you travel.
Yeah.
So you don't end up hurting the places you're trying to enjoy.
Yeah.
What are some things people can do to make sure they're being good tourists in Madagascar?
First thing is to do your research before you even go.
Yeah.
Look for tour companies and hotels that care about sustainability. You know, look for eco labels and stuff like that.
So don't just go for the cheapest option.
Right.
Really look into it.
Yeah. And once you're there, make good choices. Stick to the trails so you're not messing up the environment. And throw your trash away properly, especially plastic. You know, yeah, that can hurt the animals. And be careful about what souvenirs you buy. Make sure they're not made from endangered species or anything harmful.
It's all about making sure you're leaving things better than you found them. What about like cultural stuff? How can people be respectful when they're in Madagascar?
The people there are really friendly and welcoming, but it's always good to know about the local customs.
Definitely. What are some examples?
Even learning a few basic phrases in Malagasy can make a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Like just knowing how to say hello and thank you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It shows you care.
And dress modestly, especially if you're going to religious places or villages. And when you're taking pictures, always ask permission before you take someone's picture.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Okay, before we wrap up this deep dive, I have one last question for you. What part of Madagascar's history or culture are you most interested in?
That's a good one. You know, I'm really fascinated by the royal dynasties they had. Like the Marina Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
They had such an interesting society and they built these amazing palaces. Some of them are still standing today.
Wow. So there's this whole layer of history that we don't even know about.
Exactly. And there's so much more to explore, like their traditional beliefs mixed with Christianity and the impact of colonialism and how they fought for their freedom and the importance of music and dance. It's just incredible.
It sounds like there are endless stories waiting to be discovered.
That's what makes travel so awesome. It's not just about the pretty views. It's about really learning about different cultures and seeing the world in a new way.
Well said. I think we've given everyone some great ideas for their Madagascar trip. We talked about the e-visa, all those incredible places, the animals, the culture.
Don't forget the spiny forests.
Oh, yeah, definitely those too. And this is just the beginning. There's so much more to discover in Madagascar.
For sure. So do your research, pack your bags, and get ready for an amazing adventure.
And check out the FAQ on evisa-madagascar.com for all the visa info. Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy travels.